Hello, my friends. Welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and today I want to talk with you about something very important. Some people believe they can learn a language while they are sleeping. Maybe you have seen a video on YouTube or TikTok. Maybe you have seen a book or an app that says, "Play this audio when you sleep, and you will wake up speaking English." It sounds amazing, right? You close your eyes, you go to bed, you wake up, and suddenly you can speak English. No work, no stress, no study, just sleep. But let me tell you something. It does not work like that. Learning a language is different. You need attention. You need to notice words. You need to focus. You need effort. In this episode, I will show you why. I will explain it step by step in simple English so you can understand. Let's begin. When we are tired, when life is busy, we all want easy answers. Of course, it is nice to think I can learn English while I sleep. It feels like magic. And yes, sleep is very important for learning. Sleep helps your brain remember what you studied in the day. Sleep helps your brain keep information safe. But sleep is not the same as learning. Think about this. If sleep alone could teach us, then every baby would wake up knowing math, science, history, and English by just listening to them while they were asleep. But no, babies do not wake up speaking. They listen, they notice, they try, they repeat. It takes years of effort. So, when someone tells you, "Play this video while you sleep and you will learn English," remember this. It is too good to be true, okay? It is too good to be true. Now, scientists have studied the brain for many, many years. They wanted to answer an important question. Can people really learn new things when they are asleep? The answer is clear. The answer is no. When you are sleeping, your brain is resting. Your brain is not focused. You are not paying attention. And without attention, real learning cannot happen. Attention is like a light. When the light is on, you can see. When the light is off, you are in the dark. In sleep, the light of attention is off. Yes, some small studies show something interesting. They say maybe while you sleep, your brain can notice one sound or remember one very simple connection. For example, if someone plays a sound and gives you a smell at the same time, your brain may connect them. But this is very small. This is not learning a language. Think about English. English is not just one sound. English is not just one small connection. English is big. It is huge. It has thousands of words. It has grammar rules. It has stress and rhythm. It has culture and meaning. You cannot take all of that in while you are dreaming. It is too much. It is too complex. Real learning happens when you are awake. Real learning happens when you listen carefully. Real learning happens when you repeat words with your mouth. Real learning happens when you write sentences with your hand. Real learning happens when you speak and make mistakes and try again. Real learning happens when you give your full focus. Here is another idea. Noticing, okay? Noticing. What is noticing? Noticing is when you see or hear something and you realize it is new or different. It is a small moment when your brain says, "Wait, this is important. I want to remember this." Think about it. You are listening to me now, and I say the word effort. Maybe you have never heard this word before. You stop, you ask yourself, what does effort mean? You check the meaning. You learn effort means hard work. Then you repeat the word, okay? You try to use it in a sentence. Learning English takes effort. That small moment when you stop and focus is noticing. And that is when learning begins. Noticing can happen in many ways. Sometimes you see a new word in a book. Sometimes you hear a new phrase in a movie. Sometimes your friend says something in English and you think, "Oh, I have not heard that before." You write it down, you say it again, you try to use it. Okay? This is noticing. Learning is not only about hearing sounds. Learning is about noticing sounds, noticing words, noticing patterns, okay? And that doesn't happen while you are asleep. You have to be awake and fully aware. Now, I do not want you to think that sleep is not important. Sleep is very important. When you study English during the day, your brain is working. Your brain is building connections, okay? At night, when you sleep, your brain makes these connections stronger. So yes, sleep helps you keep what you learned during the day. But sleep cannot give you new knowledge. And finally, let me give you a warning. Yes, a warning. On the internet, there are many people who want to sell easy answers. They tell you, buy this audio, play it at night, and you will learn English fast. They make big promises. But these promises are false. They only want your money. Real teachers will tell you the truth. Real teachers will say, you can learn English. Yes, you definitely can. But you need time, effort, and practice. That is the truth. So now let's talk about what really works. If you cannot learn while sleeping, what should you do? Here are some ideas. First, listen to English every day. Even 10 minutes can help. Listen with attention. Listen actively. Second, notice new words. When you hear a new word, stop, check it, repeat it, try to use it. Third, practice speaking. Do not wait for perfect English. Speak now. Make mistakes. Learn from mistakes. Fourth, review. Go back to old lessons. Repeat them. The brain needs review. Review makes memory strong. And yes, sleep well. Sleep helps you keep what you learned. Sleep is your friend. But sleep cannot replace effort. So, my friends, do not believe the lie of learning in your sleep. Believe in yourself. Believe in your effort. Believe in the power of your brain. Learning English is possible. You can do it. You will do it. But you must give time, attention, and effort. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of English Unleashed. I'm Tom. Remember to practice today. Even 5 minutes of focused practice is better than hours of sleeping with English in the background. Stay strong, stay focused, keep learning, keep listening, and keep believing in yourself. Bye for now.